Hey everybody, and welcome back to the show. And let's start out by reading the introduction of my son's new book, quoting verbatim. This will be in lieu of my daily prayer. This is the actual introduction from my son's book. If God is all powerful, why doesn't he reveal himself to the world in some grand way, so there would be no doubt of his existence? Why is there so much suffering and evil in the world if there is a God? What is the meaning of life, and what is our purpose in this universe? These are just a few examples we as humans have been asking since the beginning of our existence. In the pages that follow, it is my ambition to demonstrate simple practices for anyone to get closer to the creator of the universe right now. I, the author, am not a theologian or a member of the clergy. I am not going to have you read the Bible or any other religious books from cover to cover. I may quote some passages or tell you to head straight to church or any other religious venue tomorrow. Although those are not bad ideas, I simply want to discuss some ways for you to realize the presence of God in your life and life all around us. Regardless of your faith, even if you're a non-believer, this short book will set you on your spiritual journey or enhance the already practicing faithful to a few practices you can use now. I'm going to segue into the Kindle version, which is the availability at this juncture. Obviously, there's a free e-version and then the Kindle version. I'm going to read basically chapter one right here, right now. It's obviously, once again, free at Amazon via the e-book version. And if you'd like to help us out, we will greatly appreciate you purchasing the Kindle version to help promote the book. Chapter 1, God is love. He created us to love him and love one another. We often misunderstand the meaning of love, especially in our culture today. We think of love as a physical, romantic love most of the time, when in all actuality, there are many different types of love. From ancient Greek philosophies, there are five words or types of love which influenced some of the writers of the Bible and Christian traditions. Eros, which is physical, sexual, intimate love, also considered to be lust. Philia is friendly love, or brotherly love, using my quotation fingers as Grandpa Bill here in the studio, but using quotations in the said Kindle pen-to-paper version authored by my son. Continuing verbatim, love for family, community, or peers. Storge, which is a familial love between family, parents, and children, includes affection and empathy, a dependent love, and then love of country. Philolousia is self-love. This can be a healthy, necessary love of oneself, a positive, loving self-image, or this can turn into an unhealthy self-love, which can lead to arrogance, egotism, vanity, and selfishness. Agape is a pure, magnanimous, and charitable kind of love. This is best described by Thomas Aquinas, a priest, philosopher, and doctor of the Catholic Church, to will the good of another. Through divine revelation, we know that this is God's direction for us in this life. The first of the Ten Commandments states, "You shall love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. That would be Luke 10:27. Jesus himself reiterates this point during his time here on earth. In the Gospels, again, Luke 10:25-27, there was a Jewish scholar of the law who asked Jesus, quotations, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus replied, quotations, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" The scholar answered by quoting from the Ten Commandments. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Jesus replied, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." God is love in the highest trust form, truest form, a form in which we cannot fully understand yet, but must strive for throughout this lifetime here on earth. It was written on our hearts when God created us to love him and each other and to seek truth and meaning about our existence, where we came from, and where we go after death. It is our natural intuition to love and have compassion and empathy for ourselves and others. This is God's plan for us. He created us with a free will because he so desires us to love him. True love involves choice. If he created us with no choice, we would be like robots programmed to love our creator instead of choosing to. It is difficult for us to comprehend the concept of evil. Evil is the other choice, the absence of God. There has to be another choice, or our free will will cease to exist without it. God doesn't will evil. He allows it. All evil on earth has been brought about by human decision. Evil is tempting us and tempting. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I thought it appropriate, as we normally do here with different types of meditation music within the episodes, I decided today to do this one, ambient meditation music for spiritual alignment and awakening. I thought it would be apropos for the subject matter today. The music itself is spiritual alignment using ambient meditation music, which helps allow us to focus our attention fully into true essences of who we are. To awaken from the physical reality and awaken from the dream of separation and isolation that we have been conditioned to believe. Spiritual alignment to our true being allows us to manifest the sacred qualities of openness, peacefulness, light, and true joyfulness. We're not isolated beings in this existence, as we are all one, a spiritually connected human race. Emphasis on human race of beings. Here's a direct quote. How wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. Anne Frank. Dr. Grandpa Bill, being spiritually aligned means you have the ability to discover the true essence of your being and live by the truest and deepest core values in the expression of appreciation, compassion, forgiveness, humility, valor, and understanding. You came into this dimension fully intending to live in alignment with your truest desires in your higher self. You know deep within yourself that staying in spiritual alignment would be the key to your external expansion of all of that. You've heard me talk, those of you that have followed me for years, about the heart-brain connection and how the heart truly is a brain in its own capacity. Getting in touch with your organs, your brain, your heart, your liver, your pineal gland, your lungs. What you are and who you are was developed in the womb after conception. What you are coming out into the world in the progression of your chronology is what you are without you, not who you are. Kevin, Peter, Paul, Mary, Damon, Nathan, those are all names. That's not who you are. You know deep within yourself, and staying in spiritual alignment would be the key to your external expansion of all of this, from within you to without you. Great Beatles song, within you and without you. Remember, you are a spiritual being having a human experience. Self-discovery, spiritual awakening, flowing compassion, meditation, spiritual mantras for success, how to become more spiritual, spiritual affirmations, MP3 for a life of divine expression would be three of the many that I've listened to personally and would highly recommend if you're in a kinship with this type of an outlook. Philosophy, and if you believe this and feel it. So, chapter 2 of my son's book, verbatim, there are many different ways we can order ourselves toward a deeper closeness with God. that we can sense in a tangible way. God desires a relationship with us, even friendship. Quotation marks, "You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father." John 15:14-15. Prayer is one of the main courses of action we can take, really, at any moment in our lives. Prayer is a direct line of communication with God. Prayer can be vocal or mental or meditative. Some of the more basic forms of prayer are adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, not the holiday, and supplication, known as A period, C period, T period, S, or ACTS, A-C-T-S, again, standing for adoration, the A, if you will, contrition, the C, if you will, T, as in thanksgiving, if you will, and S for supplication. So ACTS, A period, C period, T period, S period. It's known as ACTS in the Catholic Church. We can and we should pray to God, certainly daily, but also throughout our daily lives. We can recite vocal prayers like the Lord's Prayer, taught by Jesus to his disciples, also known as the Our Father Prayer, or any other formal vocal prayers written throughout the history, regardless of their source, religious background, connotation, what have you. If it resonates and is true to your alignments, to your convictions of how you formulate spirituality, the written and recited prayers will help because you don't have to think of what to say, just recite. Anytime we are reciting prayer, we should do so with our minds focused on the words and the meaning of the said prayer. A simple way that we can pray is to recite a formal vocal prayer. Then, when finished, petition or ask God for anything in your heart. Grandpa Bill's crazy interjection, a great Doors song from the album Soft Parade. One of the lines by Jim Morrison was, "You cannot petition the Lord with prayer." With his cynicism and sarcasm, implying that you most certainly can. That's just how my crazy brain works. That's my interjection. Continuing with my son's verbatim words from chapter 2, we should pray at the beginning and at the end of our day. Beginning the day, we would start with prayer, thanking God for all and any and all good in our life, blessings, and also invite Him into your day. We can ask Him to bless your day to come. You can offer up your day to Him, all of your actions, joys, prayers, sufferings, which we can use for greater good of His kingdom. Just ask God to be part of your day, give you strength and guidance and blessing to get you through. This is what He desires, to be part of your life. You can end the day in the same way, reciting a prayer, then talking to God, giving thanks for helping you through the day. All blessings you received and any petitions or concerns you need help with. These are some basic forms of prayer that will set you on a path to a relationship with God. A deeper form of prayer is meditation. Meditation is a reflective mental prayer in which we strive to become aware of the revelations and presence of God. We should reflect on specific thoughts pertaining to God. We can read Bible passages or any religious writings and reflect on them, all choices. Also, just pondering God's creation or the teachings of Jesus or what God looks like or what heaven is like. Again, Grandpa Bill's crazy interjections. I flash back to a George Collin routine, who I think was an avowed atheist. I don't know that. But in one of his routines, and it was funny for comedic relief. Whatever you believe, it wasn't an aspersion, a disparage. He just said, there's no little man up in the clouds with a gray beard. His belief and or disbelief. Whether there is or not, nobody knows unless they've come back to tell you. That's Grandpa Bill veering off the course. But that's also how my brain works. Continuing verbatim from my son's book, chapter 2. Any thoughts about God and his ways are forms of divine meditation. This should be done when you have time clear of any distractions, time that you can have a clear mind. You can light some candles, eliminate or dim lights, anything that helps you to be in a relaxed, focused state. You should certainly ask God for help in life with things you need, but shouldn't be the only form of prayer. Remember to give thanks and ponder the mysteries of God. We can also pray in informal ways. Any thought or conversation with God is a form of prayer. Throughout our daily lives, we can think about God. We can ask for help. God, please help me do well in this meeting. Quotation marks, my son's example in chapter 2, continuing verbatim, chapter 2, or in quotation marks, God, please give me strength dealing with the children today, or Lord, help me do well on this exam, etc. Fill in your own examples. Many of them, you've probably asked exactly those examples. I know I have. I haven't taken any I stand corrected. I have self-taught on my certification. I have taken some exams. I haven't taken them in a structured school since Abe Lincoln and I went to school together here in the greater Portland area. I just a little bit about Abe Lincoln and I. I'm not quite that old. In any event, continuing verbatim from my son's second chapter of his book. Remember to give thanks for all goods and all good things as well, no matter how big or small they are. Lord, thank you for getting me through another tough day. God, thanks for the short line in the grocery store. These are my son's words from chapter 2, verbatim. I think you're getting the point here. Make God a part of your life and you will get closer to him. Make time and a path in your mind and heart to hear God's answers and guidance. Often God's answers are very subtle, quiet, whispers felt in our hearts. We have to be open and attentive to find God speaking directly to us. Direct quotation again, chapter 2. Be still and know that I am God, Psalm 46:11. His response can come in numerous ways. It can be a verse from Scripture that speaks directly to your concerns. It can be something that you have prayed for that happens at just the right time. It can be words from a person at just the right time, or something you might hear on the radio or television. You'll know in your heart when God is telling you something. He is God, and he will get his message to you one way or another. The answer to your prayers might be no. God is good. He has a plan for all of us. And sometimes what we think we need in this moment isn't the best for us at that time. But if we keep a relationship with him, he will always bring us to our best outcome. The point of prayer is dialogue with God. The point is, don't be scared of it or put it off. Find a form of prayer that is comfortable for you to start. Trust God. He will guide you. I am sure that just beginning in prayer will make a positive impact and will begin to give you feelings in your life. This is God's grace beginning to work. You have opened the door to let Him in. I'm not going to belabor the point, and you're all wiping your brows if you're here to do so and say, thank the Lord for that. That pun I do mean, but I'm proud. I'm standing up and I'm trying to put all bias aside, and I'm applauding what I've read so far. When we come back, I'm going to close today's show out. In the interim of recording it, I'm going to go to Amazon and buy the Kindle version of my son's book. If you see it in your heart and believe and feel as though it might be something of interest yourself, we would greatly appreciate your support in doing the same. We're aspiring to maybe do a hard copy. I'm aspiring to help my son, as I always have, in any way, shape, form, or manner that I can. And he mentioned to me long ago that I should write a book of my own. He's recently mentioned of me at some juncture, perhaps we could collaborate on one. I would love to do so. Something to put on the proverbial bucket list and drawing board. We'll be right back with the close of today's show. Thank you for joining us. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show, which will be the final episode for today. Wrapping up, basically talking about my son's release of his new book. We went through the synopsis of the first two chapters of the book in today's show. I want to thank everybody. The book's entitled Finding God, A Straightforward Guide to Knowing That He Exists. A simple, peaceful approach for anyone to realize the presence of God. We appreciate your support. I'll be talking in my next episode. I'm going to continue to do the oral audio dissertation here, commencing with chapter 3, encompassed in my next show here. So I'll say bye-bye for now, and please always remember that BH Sales, Camel Kelp, It Is Animal Products, CTFO, all my supplying vendors, all Goodwill ambassadors, everybody that wants to end pain and suffering for us all. We all believe in the promotion of good health in pets, their people, plants, and the planet. Thanks to everybody that's been invited here to the show that may be applicable in the listening audience. Ubiquitous audience, hopefully you'll perceive us as what I've always presented this as, myself simply being a conduit to put you in touch with good information, good suppliers, good products. Goodwill ambassadors, as always, thank you. If you do like us, we grow exponentially through your referrals. Please do check us, like us, share us on social media. It helps us in the algorithms as our message will resonate with someone with your great habits. We'll say bye-bye for now. I'll see you in the next edition. And may God bless. Peace.